Hi guys, I'm Jen, and you are listening to the Renewed and Redeemed podcast. I am coming to you from Virginia Beach, where testimonies will be shared, and the light of God's truth will illuminate our hearts through the Word of God. Scripture states that Jesus is the cornerstone, and the gospel is the solid rock on which we stand. It is also a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. A few years ago, God revealed that I was walking in my feelings, experiences, and works while neglecting the simplistic gospel and the meta-narrative of Scripture. This left me confused, my sanctification process stagnant, and painting God in a light that was neither true nor biblical. God is holy, and His Word is how we as followers of Christ can truly know Him, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Searching the Word will also show us how to become more like Christ, surrender, love others, and live a life that honors and glorifies Him. Join me and be encouraged as we dive into the Word, sort through theological topics, and become renewed and redeemed. This first episode will be about God's faithful testimony in my life. 1 Corinthians says, "Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord." So hear me boasting about my amazing Savior. Christ saved me from sin and death, and didn't just change my heart of stone to a heart of flesh, but ultimately set me free from the bondage this world offers. Here we go. I grew up in Southern California, Rancho Cucamonga. And if you're questioning if that's a real place, yes, yes it is. It's about 37 miles east of Los Angeles and 3 hours from San Diego. Typical middle-class suburban living at the end of a cul-de-sac in a two-story house with my family of five. I have an older brother and sister, and then I am a fraternal twin. Yes, if you know me, you can all gasp right at this moment. My siblings and I walked through a lot growing up in a house with a lot of dysfunction and brokenness through sin. We all did our best to survive as we were painted as this Christ-loving family at church, but behind the scenes, it was a complete wreck. If I could describe the house in any way, it was on fire and there was no escape. We neglected and didn't see it at the time, but I believe my mom did her best with what she was given. She was a single mother and provided for us physically. I know she loved us the best she could. When being married to a man who claims to love Christ, but is wearing a mask of child pedophilia, abuse, and control, that can bring a lot of confusion, pain, and depression, I'm sure. My father, Charles Stone, who died when I was 19 years old of cardiac arrest, was a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, I can't say the man wasn't saved, but by looking at Scripture, I see that the fruit of his life did not reflect the heart and actions of Christ, or a true regenerated believer. My dad was evil, but that's what sin does to us. We are all dead in our sins and transgressions. Psalm 51:5 states, "I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." From the beginning of time, when we are born and brought into this world, we are filled with sin. Sin leads us to be corrupted and desiring the things of the flesh instead of the things of God. Now, this telling of my story is not to bash my dad or family, because first of all, I have my own sinful tendencies. And second, I have fully forgiven them. This isn't to expose my family, but to shed light on the evilness of man without God. I won't go into all the specifics of my home life growing up, all the nitty-gritty details that you just don't need to know about. But by what I've told you up front so far, I think you get the picture. Due to the circumstances of my home life, it was full of darkness and I couldn't see a way out. It felt like a life with no stability, shelter, or place to rest my head or soul. The constant fear of what would happen, deep anguishing anxiety, and chronic depression. This resulted in me finding control and satisfaction in the world. Since my house claimed to be of God but looked nothing like Him, I pushed God away and rebelled. Like the prodigal son who asked for his inheritance and lived a life of self-satisfaction, that's precisely what I did. I found comfort in the things of this earth. I partied, drank, slept around, smoked hookah, found fake love in male companionship, abused, etc. Instead of running towards God to seek truth, I ran in the opposite direction, thinking I could protect myself. But we all know how that pans out. The prodigal son comes running back to his father, asking for his acceptance. And what does the father do? He welcomes his son open arms, ready to receive him with his love and compassion, bringing him into a party, putting on his best robe. It's just a beautiful picture of what God does when He receives us back. So from this life I chose, I hid in darkness for so long and tried to escape my sin. But for those walking with the Lord, you know that's impossible. I would like to make a confession. Hi, my name is Jennifer Stone. I was a wretched sinner who was sexually, emotionally, and physically abused by my father, rejected and abandoned by loved ones, depressed to the point of suicide, raped, alone, shamed, rebellious, crushed by sin, a drunkard, idolater, sexually immoral, impure, unclean, and unrighteous. Whew, wow, that felt really good to get off my chest. But guess what? This is not the end of the story. Genesis 50:20 says, "You meant evil against me, but God intended it for good." You guys, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Christ came so that we would have life and have it abundantly. Even as I walked in rebellion towards my Maker, He constantly drew me to Himself. Many people have this moment where they can recount the exact moment when they gave their life to Christ. But for me, it was this constant drawing back to God. I grew up in a non-denominational church where I said the sinner's prayer more than I can even remember. I know that I couldn't have come to God on my own for salvation, even if I tried. I was drenched in death, and there was nothing in me that wanted Him. Now, did I try to come to God because I was constantly depressed and finding myself in trouble throughout my years of worldly living? Yeah, of course I did. If I just served in youth with the church, if I attended, worshipped, and looked like a good Christian girl, if I went to Bible school and learned about God's word, dated the right Christian guys, you guys, I even joined a missions organization to prove that I love God and wanted to know Him. That was probably out of the desperation of the sin that I was living, and I needed to find a way out. The constant hurt and pain led me to this desperation. If I did enough, I'd see the change and stop my old ways. The old man would be gone, and I would be a new creation. The depression would be gone. I wouldn't suffer anymore. But the thing is I could try to show that I was changed, but the core of my heart was still wretched. I cannot remember when I actually repented for my sins until my late 20s. I learned about the Old Testament, Jesus and His ministry, the Great Commission, and honestly a lovey-dovey gospel. Now, does Jesus love us? Yes, he does. And did he die for our sins because of that great love? Yes, yes he did. But God is also full of justice. And so justice and love coincide together with Jesus dying on the cross. So I never understood what it meant to be dead in my sin and my need for a savior because I wasn't good and ultimately guilty. Compared to a holy God, I was nothing without Christ. I asked Jesus into my heart over and over, but never saw change. Doing, 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 but still bound by the enemy's lies and my fleshly desires. But you guys, he met me through his sovereign love, grace, and mercy on the floor of the single female YWAM house in Salem, Oregon. I am about 26 years old at this point. It is fall of 2020. COVID had just started to become a little bit more controlled, and our campus had opened up for a summer DTS. A few of my students had watched a documentary that started causing them to question some things. So I felt compelled, as one of their leaders, to watch this documentary. I didn't know what it was going to be about, but I went in asking the Lord, God, if there's something I don't understand about you, if there's something I'm not seeing, please reveal yourself to me. I had just watched the American Gospel documentary where I came to the end of myself and cried out to God to show me what I didn't understand. I knew the life I was living was killing me, and what I was learning and teaching was not true historical biblical Christianity. Being in YWAM for almost 2 years at that point, and this profound revelation that I didn't know God and his word, both crushed me and set me free at the same time. I immediately fell to my knees and repented for the first time. I had this belief that I was a victim because of what my dad had done. Now, yes, it was injustice, and it was evil, and the hurt was real. But guess what? I made very conscious and unwise decisions out of that pain. Also, God would hold him accountable for his actions. I was too focused and blinded by blaming others for their actions. But I wasn't letting Christ take the log out of my eye. I never owned up for what I did. And that's where the enemy kept me stuck. If I could look at others while constant depression was looming over me, then of course none of it wasn't my fault. Oh boy, was I wrong. The following day, I woke up early and started reading the Gospels. Over and over again, I could see the truth. It was like a red truck that just hit me in the face, and I couldn't stop seeing it. I couldn't deny it anymore. God chose me and sent his son to save me from sin. And I was only saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus called those he encountered to repent, believe, and sin no more. It was like I had read this for the first time. I wasn't saved by works. I wasn't saved by my feelings, my emotions. I wasn't even saved by what I knew in my head. I was saved through the free gift of grace, through the selfless, sacrificial Lamb of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for me. As a wretched sinner, you guys. Now, this was completely different from asking Jesus to come into my heart and saying the sinner's prayer. This was worlds apart from what I was learning in YWAM. I'm sorry to say this. Well, no, I'm not sorry to say this. I may mess with some people's theology and doctrine. But guess what, guys? God is not here to make me or you feel good in worship or give you these hyper charismatic, over emotional spiritual experiences. Yes, the Word of God should move us. Worship should bring us into an adoration and reverence for the Lord and what He has done for us, because the biggest gift, the biggest miracle that He gave to us was His Son, Jesus Christ. The biggest thing that He ever did for us was to die on that cross so that we could be saved from sin and death. He came to expose my wickedness and bring me to the end of myself so that I could draw into the grace and love of Jesus. And that's exactly what He did. We will revisit YWAM in another episode, but I was changed. The more I read in scripture, the more I questioned and wrestled with the theology I and so many others were being taught. I knew that if I ever wanted to understand God and His Word and eventually do missions again, I had to leave and return to school. Not really knowing what God had planned for me, I moved across the country and lived with a sweet woman for 3 months in Florida. You guys, all God's provision. I couldn't even have tried to make these things happen if I wanted to. I worked in a coffee shop. I was going to counseling, and I was trying to wait on the Lord as He gave me my next step. About 2 weeks before the end of December, a lady walked into the coffee shop where I worked. She proceeded to ask me about a tattoo on my right arm. It says, "My soul yearns for you." It's a verse in Isaiah. I explained to her what it meant and why I got it. She said, "I'm not saying this is from the Lord, but have you thought about seminary?" Now, her saying, "I'm not saying this is from the Lord," was a really big deal for me, as I had just come out of a movement that constantly said, "I feel like God is saying, I feel God has said, I feel I have an inkling that God is doing this in your life." And so for her to say, "I'm not saying this is from the Lord," I knew that it was from God. She had no clue, but I had been praying and asking God to return to Bible school. This was the confirmation I needed. So I went home and Googled Bible colleges near Florida. Regent University was the first one to pop up. This school is about 14 hours away from Ocala, Florida. Not close, not even a bit. But I took a leap of faith and applied. Without having any of my transcripts, the school accepted me. This could only be God. And you guys, it was God. I got housing from the school the following week and had a flight credit with the exact amount of money I would need for the flight to Norfolk, Virginia. Now, was that the end of my suffering? God and I rode off into the sunset together? No, this isn't a fairy tale or the prosperity gospel that promises only health, wealth, and prosperity. I suffered and had constant depression, but God preserved me through it all. Through the confusion, all the unlearning and relearning I had to do, transition, new people, new school, new church, new triggers, lots of healing, and battling with my own mind, He sustained me and continues to do so every day. 1 Peter 1, 6-9 says, and you guys, if this is a verse that encapsulates my testimony and the things that I walked through, this is the verse that I always go back to. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I was grieved by various trials, life circumstances I couldn't control, and I suffered a lot. My own sin, the consequences of my sin, other people's sin, injustice. Still, through his faithfulness to sustain me, I found God, and not the God that I had formed in my understanding and heart, but the only God who created the heavens and earth, God who redeemed man, God who sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross, not that the world would be condemned, but that it might be saved through him. God is holy, loving, merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And through Jesus and the cross, my life results in praise, glory, and honor. Whoop, whoop! Can I get an amen? Last December, after 30 years, God delivered me from depression and physically healed me. Now, did he have to? No. But he's a gracious God. And it was his time for me to be delivered. It was his time for me to be healed. I'm not promised physical healing on this side of the resurrection. But God did it. I am free from darkness, restored, whole, seen legally righteous through Christ, renewed and redeemed. He brought me into a fantastic church that leads me deeper into God's truth every day and surrounded me with the most selfless brothers and sisters in Christ who love me and help me be more like Christ. I am home and unashamed of the gospel. I don't know your story or what you've walked through. Maybe you turned on this podcast because a friend recommended it, not really sure what renewed and redeemed meant. You didn't know what you were going to get yourself into. Perhaps you're seeking answers to your questions. Maybe you've never heard of God or Jesus at all. Possibly you carry deep church hurt. Perhaps you're a believer and don't understand why you have been grieved with various trials. Whatever it may be, know that Jesus loves you. And suffer the wrath of God for you on the cross. He has never left you, nor forsaken you. You can come to know him as your Lord and Savior. He has healing and redemption for your life. He has joy. He has love. He has peace. You can partake in repentance and believe in Jesus, which will lead to spiritual freedom. Romans 10, 9 through 11 states, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Thank you guys for joining me today, and God bless.